Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the live internet broadcast of Secrets Revealed. Understand the Book of Revelation from start to finish. This is PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and today we're talking about the seven trumpets prophecy in the Book of Revelation. It is Thursday, February 16th of 2023, and every Thursday and Sunday on the live internet broadcast of Secrets Revealed, Understand the Book of Revelation from start to finish. You'll be hearing the seven trumpets prophecy, and we'll be discussing the secrets revealed in this specific statement of prophecy in the Book of Revelation. Let's begin with hearing the prophecy in its entirety. There are 12 statements of prophecy in the Book of Revelation, beginning with the seven seals prophecy in chapter 5 and ending with the new earth prophecy in chapter 22. This is the second of 12 statements of prophecy. Here it is, beginning with verse 2 of chapter 8 of the book of Revelation. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great amount of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people as an offering on the gold altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's holy people ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth. And thunder crashed, lightning flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake. Then the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared to blow their mighty blasts. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down on the earth. One-third of the earth was set on fire. One-third of the trees were burned, and all the green grass was burned. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. One-third of the water in the sea became blood. One-third of all things living in the sea died, and one-third of all the ships on the sea were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from the sky, burning like a torch. It fell on one-third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Bitterness. It made one-third of the water bitter, and many people died from drinking the bitter water. Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one-third of the sun was struck, and one-third of the moon, and one-third of the stars, and they became dark. And one-third of the day was dark, and also one-third of the night. Then I looked, and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air, "Terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world, because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets." The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen to earth from the sky, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. When he opened it, smoke poured out as though from a huge furnace, and the sunlight and air turned dark from the smoke. Then locusts came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpions. They were told not to harm the grass or plants or trees, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with pain like the pain of a scorpion sting. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. They had what looked like gold crowns on their heads, and their faces looked like human faces. They had hair like women's hair, and teeth like the teeth of a lion. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. They had tails that stung like scorpions, and for 5 months they had the power to torment people. Their king is the angel from the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. The first terror is past, but look, two more terrors are coming. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God. And the voice said to the sixth angel who held the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River." Then the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to kill one-third of all the people on earth. I heard the size of their army, which was 200 million mounted troops. And in my vision, I saw the horses and the riders sitting on them. The riders wore armor that was fiery red and dark blue and yellow. The horses had heads like lions, and fire and smoke and burning sulfur billowed from their mouths. One-third of all the people on earth were killed by these three plagues, by the fire and smoke and burning sulfur that came from the mouths of the horses. Their power was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails had heads like snakes, with the power to injure people. But the people who did not die in these plagues still refused to repent of their evil deeds and turn to God. They continued to worship demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their witchcraft or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. And he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Keep secret what the seven thunders said and do not write it down." Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven. He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, "There will be no more delay. When the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets." Then the voice from heaven spoke to me again. "Go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who was standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. "Yes, take it and eat it," he said. "It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach." So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then I was told, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Then I was given a measuring stick, and I was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the number of worshipers, but do not measure the outer courtyard, for it has been turned over to the nations. They will trample the holy city for 42 months, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will be clothed in burlap and will prophesy during those 1,260 days. These two prophets are the two olive trees, and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of all the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire flashes from their mouths and consumes their enemies. This is how anyone who tries to harm them must die. They have power to shut the sky so that no rain will fall for as long as they prophesy. And they have the power to turn the rivers and oceans into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they wish. When they complete their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them. And their bodies will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city that is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, the city where their Lord was crucified. And for 3.5 days, all peoples, tribes, languages, and nations will stare at their bodies. No one will be allowed to bury them. All the people who belong to this world will gloat over them and give presents to each other to celebrate the death of the two prophets who had tormented them. But after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them, and they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them. Then a loud voice from heaven called to the two prophets, "Come up here." And they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. At the same time, there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in that earthquake. And everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second terror is past. But look, the third terror is coming quickly. The seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices shouting in heaven, "The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." The 24 elders sitting on their thrones before God fell with their faces to the ground and worshiped him. And they said, "We give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is and who always was. For now, you have assumed your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were filled with wrath, but now the time of your wrath has come. It is time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, as well as your holy people and all who fear your name, from the least to the greatest. It is time to destroy all who have caused destruction on the earth." Then, in heaven, the temple of God was opened, and the Ark of his covenant could be seen inside the temple. Lightning flashed, thunder crashed and roared, and there was an earthquake and a terrible hailstorm. That is the seven trumpets prophecy in its entirety. It is the longest of the 12 statements of prophecy. The seven trumpets prophecy is the second statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation, and it's the longest of all 12 statements of prophecy. I want to share with you what God has given me to talk about today, and that's the two witnesses. And so as John the Revelator is sharing the events that follow the sounding of each of the seven trumpets, he's told almost as a sidebar, but an important sidebar, that in addition to what he's already sharing, he will also need to prophesy again. Let's get to that in Revelation 10. John the Revelator is told by the angel, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." And in this prophecy where he's sharing again about many nations, peoples, languages, and kings, John the Revelator shares with us, the readers of the book of Revelation, that during the Great Tribulation, which is specifically 1,260 days, God will empower two witnesses. And these two witnesses are referred to as two olive trees and two lampstands. So the two witnesses are two olive trees and two lampstands. That language is used to describe the same two individuals. And these individuals are empowered during 42 months, which is the same as saying 1,260 days, which is the same as saying 3.5 years. Now, what is this 3.5 year period? This is the second half of Daniel's 70th week. So in the book of Daniel, we're told about 70 weeks. And so each week represents 7 years. And the first 69 of those 70 weeks occurred prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ and includes at its endpoint the crucifixion of Jesus. And then the 70th week is a 7 year period. That 7 year period begins with the confirmation of the covenant. That will give the green light for the rebuilding of the temple. What temple? The temple noted here in Revelation chapter 11. John the Revelator is told to go and measure the temple of God and the altar. That temple is yet to come. It will be the third temple, the temple that is rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the temple in which the 10th red heifer, the ashes of the 10th red heifer, will be used in a ceremony. So here in the Seven Trumpets prophecy, John the Revelator is told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar. The 1,260 days begin with day one of the Great Tribulation. So when the temple is rebuilt, it will appear that there is a period of peace. Both the Muslims and the Jews will worship in the same vicinity. The Muslims will worship in their mosque and in Jerusalem, and the Jews will worship in the third temple, the temple of God, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The confirmation of the covenant will be a peace-sharing agreement brokered by various nations in the world. The Antichrist will be a part of it. It's unlikely that he will be the only individual involved in getting that confirmation of the covenant, getting that legislation in place, but he will certainly be a part of it. But ultimately, halfway through Daniel's 70th week, halfway through this seven-year period, the Antichrist will stand in this temple of God, declare that he is God, and the Great Tribulation will begin. The Great Tribulation is half of that period. It is 42 months, 3.5 years, 1,260 days. So in Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, it says, in this seven trumpets prophecy, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will be clothed in burlap and will prophesy during those 1,260 days. And we're told that their power allows them to flash fire from their mouths to consume their enemies, to shut the sky so that no rain will fall, to turn rivers and oceans into blood, and to strike the earth with every kind of plague. And indeed, they do this, and they do this to torment their enemies. Who are their enemies? These are the enemies of God. They give testimony for 1,260 days. And when their work, their assignment from God is complete, they are permitted to be murdered. Now, who murders the two witnesses? It says in verse 7 of chapter 11, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them. In Revelation chapter 20, we're told that the beast in the bottomless pit is Satan. And so the beast that comes up out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, the two witnesses. This is also confirmed in the 666 Antichrist prophecy, where we're told that a war is waged, that when Satan is thrown out of heaven as a result of losing the war in heaven, that he comes to the earth to wage war against Israel. And so Satan will be banished from heaven and confined to the earth for a period of time. Let's continue. Now, what happens after they complete their testimony? Here in verse 7, we hear that the beast that comes up out of the bottomless pit declares war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them. Then their bodies lie in the street for 3.5 days. And the people who, quote, belong to this world, so those are the individuals who are among the tares. These are the goats. These are the bad fish. These are those who are Team Satan. Every person who is on the earth at that time whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, all whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life do not belong to this world. What's this world? It's the period of time where Satan is the prince of the earth. That's a finite period of time. It ends with the second coming of Jesus Christ, and it began when Adam and Eve sinned. So all the people who belong to this world after the two witnesses are murdered, they're so excited that the individuals who had the ability to, quote unquote, torment them have died. And in their excitement, they give presents to each other for the purpose of celebrating the death of God's two witnesses, God's two lampstands, God's two olive trees. But then we're told in Revelation chapter 11, verse 11, after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them, and they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. And so the two witnesses will be resurrected when they are resurrected, they ascend into heaven, and we're told concurrent with their ascension into heaven, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 13, it says, at the same time there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. What city? Jerusalem. So this happens in Jerusalem, we're told in Revelation chapter 11, and it says 7,000 people died in that earthquake. And everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second terror is past, but look, the third terror is coming quickly. So what are these terrors? These terrors, the three terrors, some translations use the language woes. These terrors are things that strike fear in the hearts of the individuals whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The reality of the resurrection, the reality of the resurrection and the subsequent earthquake, it says it's a terrible earthquake that destroys a tenth of Jerusalem and 7,000 people die. The reality of these events is described as the second terror, and this is a part of what the angel tells John that he's communicating, and specifically this is referred to as John the Revelator again prophesying about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. And so there are 42 months during which period the wrath of Satan is unleashed on the earth, and the two witnesses, the two olive trees, the two lampstands, they prophesy during these 42 months, which are referred to as the Great Tribulation. It is not 7 years. It's only half of a seven-year period, the period also known as Daniel's 70th week. And so, friend, I pray that this talk, our time together today, has been a blessing to you. We're going to continue on Sunday with more discussion and analysis of the seven trumpets prophecy in the book of Revelation. I implore you, according to Jeremiah 33:3, to call out to God. He promises to show you great and mighty secrets that you do not know.